Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Detroit Lions coming to Baltimore Monday night, 1-1. Got housed, quite frankly, by Green Bay in week one. That high-powered offense stymied, but boy, did they take it out on the Bears last week at home, their first win. So Chicago coming to town, 1-1. Last time they were here, did not go well. And as usual, I think I picked the Lions to win that game, as a matter of fact. But, Vinny, let's break down Detroit, because that offense, I'm assuming, is going to bring a little more to the table than Cleveland did last week.
Yeah, the thing with Detroit's offense, I mean, they've got some explosive players. They got some outstanding players, some of the better players in the league. You know, Amon St. Brown, he's spectacular. You love watching that guy play because, you know what? He's a clutch player. He makes key plays at key times, had 3 touchdowns last week. He's good in the slot. He can get outside. He's good in the red zone. He's got 13 catches for 160 and 3 touchdowns already with 17 targets. So, I mean, that is going to be one of the big things. And it's going to be interesting if Humphrey's out, Bob. How are they going to cover him? That's what's going to be kind of key, because – I don't know if you put Kyle Hamilton on him, Bob, if that works, because Kyle's so tall. And you know, it'd be like, can Kyle cover Zay? You know, I mean, that's a thing. But St. Brown is a stud. Their other stud, Jahmyr Gibbs, he is fast. They like to get him the ball outside, and they like to throw it to him a lot. He doesn't have a ton of yards. You know, receiving right now, he's got 13 receptions for 41 yards. So teams have done a good job of tackling him. So I really like Gibbs. I like St. Brown. Quarterback, Goff, Jared Goff. I think Goff's, I mean, he's completing 81%, you know, right now. They've thrown it 67 times. He cannot run. He's taken 4 sacks. He needs to be in a rhythm. He needs to have his protection. So, I mean, that's going to be the key thing, you know, with him. Last time the Ravens played them 2 years ago, Bob, they sacked him 5 times. 5 times. And with a guy that's a statue that can't run, where do you want to get pressure on him? Up the middle. And Matabike was the first one to sack him 2 years ago. And I think that'll be a opportunity again. Now, David Montgomery, the other running back, they like to pound him inside. And I'll talk about their O-line in a minute, but Montgomery's physical back, and we'll see there. Now, Jameson Williams, their other receiver, number one, speedster. He can get deep. Not as good a route runner. They like to use him vertically. Now, he has 6 catches for 131, so he's averaging 21.8. You know, he's got 9 targets. What they want to do with him is they want to take deep shots on first down. They like to max protect, take deep shots on first down. Now, let's talk about the O-line. I mean, they've got a Pro Bowl right. Sam LaPorta, the tight end. It's another guy that's a stud, too. I like him. He's one of the better tight ends in the league, and he's got 9 catches for 105. He's got 65 yak yards on 12 targets. He is a good tight end. So with St. Brown, with Laporta and Gibbs, they got three explosive guys offensively.
And don't let Tesla get in the corner of the end zone because he's going to make a one-handed catch when you...
Yeah, Tesla's got two catches, one in each game, and he's made spectacular catches in both. Khalif Raymond is their other receiver. He's okay. He's just okay. You know, I take him or leave him. You know, now, their offensive line, to me, that's the biggest question mark they got. Taylor Decker's their left tackle. He was first-round pick in 2016. You can beat him. You can beat him to the outside, and you can beat him like stunting back inside. I think he's just an average left tackle at best. Not real physical run blocker, not the best athlete in the world. So it's a guy that they can win, and they got to win battles with him. Now, the left guard, Christian Mahogany, number 73, big guy, not athletic. And I think against him, he doesn't really knock people off the ball. And stunting and twisting causes them problems. Now, their center, Graham Glasgow, same thing. He is not a very good knee bender at all. He's new because they had Ragnow last year. And then Tate Ratledge, the right guard, he's okay, but another they don't knock people off the ball. You know, Penei Sewell's a good, real good run blocker, the right tackle. Real good. You know, he's a big physical guy. He can knock people off the ball. In the pass block, you can get after him a little bit. You can get after him a little bit with speed. But I think if you stunt and twist because of their athleticism, that you can win. And they had 5 sacks 2 years ago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Different O-line, same tackles, and Matabike was the guy. And I think inside is where they're going to – the Ravens have a huge advantage against their left guard or center and their right guard. Huge advantage. Just because of speed, quickness, and those types of things, because they don't handle it that well. So I think they're going to take huge advantage of that. And if they can get pressure up the middle, and Matabike is playing really well right now. And they may have to double him. The other thing about their O-line is they don't get up to the linebackers in the run game much. And what does that mean? That means Roquan's running free. And that's a bad thing, you know, for their run game. So I think they're going to struggle that way in the run game because they don't get up to the linebackers. And both Buchanan and Roquan run well, and both are instinctive guys. So... one of the biggest things, Bob, is got to disrupt the quarterback. Got to get, and the pass rush, you know, they got to feel pretty good about, you know, they don't get much pressure on the quarterback. You know, and the Ravens are going to have to bring it. They're going to have to bring it is what they're going to have to do. And then the Ravens secondary is going to be, because Amase Brown can run good routes. And I'll be anxious to see how they're going to play him. That's going to be the key of this game is how they're going to play St. Brown, because last time they played, he had 13 catches for 102. But, I mean, they were throwing it every down.
They were down 28-0.
Yeah. So, I mean, their offense, it's good. What they want to do, they'll play three tight ends a lot too, Bob, is on first down, they're going to max protect, play action pass, and take a deep shot. That's what they'll do on some first down. So, expect that when they go to three tight ends, max protection, And they'll go probably to Williams down the field.
We'll talk about the Lions defense anyway. On film, Vinny will at 12:30, so stick around for that. Tony Petty, OrielsHangout.com. Go down on the farm. How's Enrique Bradfield adapting to AAA Norfolk after getting his sea legs at AA? Stick around for that. Whip around, left 15. We'll look back at this day in Orioles history. Mike Bordick, he'll be joining us 11:30. Oriole Hall of Famer, who, by the way, homered on this day in 1997. So we'll get into all of that good stuff. Funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw, news from the Nets, buyers sell. And we got a lot to get to. Terps are at Wisconsin on Saturday. You want that upset? 9.5-point favorites. Got Thursday night football as the Bills host the Dolphins. Buffalo is missing two key defensive pieces, but Miami stinks. Spread's 11.5. We'll see. We'll make our picks later. It's Vinny, Haney, Nolan. Total request Thursday, 105.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.